Quick, one of the best live albums of all time. Yes, that's correct. At Fillmore East.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Allman Brothers at Fillmore East. Fantastic album. It's not just you and I that think that. Magazine has compiled a list of the 50 best Southern rock albums of all time. And that was number one. Something special about Fillmore East. And that's what Dickie Betts has to say.
Oh, the Fillmore East dates, for some reason, they were just the very top show to do in rock and roll. And it wasn't that the Fillmore East was that elegant or the crowd was any different kind of people or whatever, but the way Bill Graham put the show together and the way he presented it and the publicity that the building got and the people who had played there and just the whole aura about the place, you felt like you were making history every time you played there.
And if you're an Allman Brothers fan, you will love this news. Dickie Betts going out to play. First time in 4 years in May and July. He's only got four dates scheduled right now. But what he's going to do is cover a whole bunch of Allman Brothers songs, paying tribute to Greg Allman. That's something he has not done, is play a lot of Allman Brothers songs. So he's going to do that. And maybe, just maybe, I heard a rumor that Jim Koplik was looking into putting that into the Oakdale. That would be cool, yes? Yes. Oh, let's talk about John Bon Jovi. That's John Bon Jovi's favorite subject, talking about himself. He's 56 years old today, and one of the most popular songs, a fan favorite, is It's My Life. Never big as a single, but the fans love it. And John explains why he's so great. No, I meant why the fans love it.
They took it away from me. They made it their own. That was a universal and timeless and beyond our expectations line. I mean, I selfishly said that line. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just come back from making a movie and said, this is me, me, me. Wow. Who knew? Gets out into the consciousness. It's timeless. It's classic. It translates to any language, the language of the heart, which is music. And it all goes back to those underlying themes of having faith and faith and hope and hope.
By the way, if he's talking about the movie, the one movie he made, Vampires Los Muertos, could be the worst movie ever made.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.